They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35-ish. We visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, men and women, making a difference right here in our community, in our own backyard. And our next guest has been doing that just for quite some time, actually, in Scottsdale as the owner of Oasis Plastic Surgery. I remember being at the grand opening 7 years ago, maybe something like that, eight?
Almost 9 now.
Almost 9 years ago. Wow, that's a long time. As we welcome Dr. Jennifer Gagan to the program as our Business Leader Spotlight. First of all, great to see you. Thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this. First, you know, you go to school, you're going to become a doctor. At what point did you say, you know what, plastic surgery sounds like the angle I want to go?
It took me a little bit of time. I tried several specialties before I decided on plastic surgery, and it was actually a mentor of mine that was a pediatric surgeon that suggested I try plastic and reconstructive surgery, followed another plastic surgeon in Tucson for a few days, and have been hooked ever since.
It's interesting, and I think you'd admit, you don't see a lot of female plastic surgeons, right? I mean, you're one of the first in Arizona, right?
Definitely not one of the first, but we are growing in number, but we are definitely far fewer. We might make up 10% of the plastic surgeons.
Right. And again, that's not to be, you know, sexist or anything. It just seems like that's not the angle a lot of young doctors go, but you decided to go that route. Does that help? And do you know what I mean? Because you do work on bodies and breasts, and that's kind of your focal point, correct?
Absolutely. I focus on doing breast and body, and I do think being a woman helps me connect with women in a way that men can't. When right. A woman comes in with concerns about her breasts or body, it can be sometimes sensitive, and they will feel more comfortable discussing those issues with a woman than a man.
I feel like you kind of came out of the gate swinging, you know, with Oasis Plastic Surgery, getting it going, the building in Scottsdale. When you look back at that plan of action, just to kind of like, let's go, this is what we're doing, and build it pretty quickly, was that the right way to go, or were there pitfalls, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think we were able to make those choices early, and they've definitely worked out. I was able to secure a small business loan, and it was the right time in the market for that. I think a couple years later, and I wouldn't have been able to make
True.
Those choices
yeah.
The way the market turned. But at that time, it was the right decision. Was able to buy my building, build it out, and get a jump start on not having to lease or change buildings along the way.
We are visiting with Dr. Jennifer Gagan, Dr. G, as she's called sometimes. She's board-certified plastic surgeon specializing in breast and body procedures at Oasis Plastic Surgery right here in Scottsdale. You mentioned buying that building. Some people, I talked to a lot of business owners. Just the importance of having ownership in what you're doing. Sweating the game, if you will, right? It's not
Absolutely.
Rent. Just tell me, you know, because a lot of business people listen to this show and they always like tips and
Absolutely. I think you kind of hit it on the head. It's sweat equity. You're paying yourself for rent every month. So it is almost like having another piece of property or real estate that then is growing with you as your business grows. And then you have something in the end. When I retire, I can sell my building. And
right.
That's another asset in addition to what you've grown over time.
Absolutely. It's very impressive. Did you go big enough out of the gates?
I think we did. We chose a nice size. Definitely wouldn't be able to turn my suite into a surgery center or an overnight facility per se. So I still operate outside of my building and just do smaller procedures that don't require anesthesia at the office.
I've heard that has become more difficult over time. Is that true?
It is. I would say the legalities of it, the state regulations, things like that, make it more difficult, but it is always a nice thing. And a lot of plastic surgeons especially like to have operating rooms in their own offices just for convenience.
We are visiting with Dr. Jennifer Gagan, the owner of Oasis Plastic Surgery right here in Scottsdale. We're going to continue our visit in the Business Leader Spotlight in just a moment. Continue our Business Leader Spotlight on this Friday morning. Dr. Jennifer Gagan, the owner of Oasis Plastic Surgery, is our guest this morning. You've kind of been at the forefront of bringing some new technology to your practice, and let's talk about a few of these new tech. I don't even know what they are, so you're going to have to explain. What's Vectra?
So Vectra is an imaging analysis system that we brought on. I think we've had it 3 or 4 years now, but it takes a 3D picture of a person's body. It can be a man or a woman. I use it primarily for breast augmentation. So I'm able to take a 3D picture of your breast, your body, and then show you renderings of what your breast might look like with the breast augmentation. So if you say, I want to look at a 250 implant, I want to look at a 350cc implant, you can get to see those, and you can see it with a tank top, with a bathing suit. So it's just another way to imagine your results before undergoing the surgery.
Oh, that's amazing. I would think that's very helpful too.
It's super helpful.
What a Mira Dry. This might be for guys or girls, right?
This is definitely. I think we have actually so far a higher interest from men than women, but it is almost a type of laser. It uses microwave energy and it eliminates sweat, odor, and hair from the underarms in one, possibly two treatments. Minimal pain, minimal downtime, lay in the office, get the treatment on your underarms, and you don't have to wear deodorant the next day.
Wow. I like that as well. All right. One last one. Body tight. What's that? Or face tight?
Face tight, body tight is a new radio frequency laser that allows us to do treatments on arms, faces, neck to deliver surgical type results without the scars or incisions. So you can get an arm lift or a neck lift using a laser in my office without the downtime or scars or incisions that would have been with our traditional procedures.
A lot of this is, new technology. And then, of course, Jennifer does a lot of the, the regular body and breasts and stuff like that. If you are looking for something like this, want to find out more about anything we just talked about, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
I would say the best way would either be contact us directly at our office, 480-264-6428, or contact us on our website, oasisplastics.com.
Oasisplastics.com, Oasis Plastic Surgery, right here in Scottsdale, doing some great things for 9 years now. That is amazing.
Nine years. It's gone quick.
Yeah. You got big twin boys now, and everyone's all grown up. It's amazing. It's funny. Jennifer, great to see you, and we appreciate you coming down and telling us a little bit about what you do. And let's visit again soon, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. That's Dr. Jennifer Gagan. She is the owner of Oasis Plastic Surgery, our Business Leader Spotlight for Friday.